Good morning. A warm front draped across interior New York and New England will only slowly move north through the region and toward the U.S.-Canadian border during the day today. This front, though, will be the focus for a lot of clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could produce heavier downpours and gusty winds through the afternoon and into the evening hours. The best chance for these showers and storms will be in the northern part of New York and Vermont. South of the front, more warmth and humidity to summer-like levels, with temperatures reaching up into the lower to mid-80s, even some upper 80s in the lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. And the dew points will be in the 60s, so it will certainly feel humid outside. And in this environment, we also could see a couple of pop-up scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of these could produce heavy downpours and some gusty winds. This is all in association with a storm system which is tracking toward the Great Lakes. It has upper-level support, and with that wind energy approaching tonight and tomorrow, more scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, and the rainfall will become more widespread across the region as we get into the overnight period. So after topping out in the 80s today, we'll dip back into the muggy 60s tonight, with some places getting additional showers and storms. Then, as that system pushes a cold front through the region for the first half of the day tomorrow, more scattered showers and storms are possible. Before the front passes by on Tuesday, high temperatures will be back up into the upper 70s and lower 80s. After the front tracks through New England, the wind will flip around to the west-northwest, and that'll start a drying trend throughout the region for the second half of the afternoon tomorrow and into tomorrow night. So the humidity will be scoured out, and temperatures will drop back down through the 70s, and overnight lows on Tuesday night will dip into the 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for that big change we've been forecasting for the last few days starting on Wednesday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, a gusty northwest wind, and much cooler air in place with lower humidity, highs only in the lower to middle 60s on Wednesday. Brilliant sunshine and a nice blue sky on Thursday with highs back into the upper 60s, and sunshine will give way to some cloud cover on Friday afternoon with temperatures pushing back into the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like the next front will arrive on Saturday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 70s, but still in the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has issued an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Southern Plains, lower to mid-Mississippi Valley, the Tennessee Valley, Ohio Valley, and Southern Great Lakes. An upper-level trough will move into the mid-Missouri Valley today, and a cold front will advance eastward across the mid to upper Mississippi Valley. A corridor of instability is forecast to develop out ahead of this existing convection by this afternoon from eastern Indiana and Ohio into southeastern lower Michigan. Forecast dew points will be in the lower 60s, and this will contribute to moderate instability. In addition, directional shear is present with wind speeds increasing with height in the mid-levels, creating moderate deep layer shear. This should be favorable for rotating storms and possibly a couple of tornadoes. Rotating storms and organized line segments may also produce wind damage. Typhoon Newell is expected to track over Okinawa today with winds of 90 miles per hour and gusts to 115 miles per hour. And Anna, once a tropical storm, has been downgraded as it loses its tropical characteristics over North Carolina. The remnants of Anna will still produce heavy rainfall for parts of the mid-Atlantic region today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 48 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 63 degrees. The dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature, 75. That's 19 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday at the airport. That's also the total for the month, which is 1.08 inches below average and 7.67 inches for the year, which is 4.58 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 90, set in 1911. And the record low, 29 in 2010 and in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m. 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, warm, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, warm, and humid today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, warm, and humid today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today, warm and humid, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows in the middle 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, highs near 80, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and much cooler with lower humidity Wednesday, lower 60s, sunny, upper 60s Thursday, mostly sunny Friday, lower 70s, a scattered shower or storm Saturday, lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.